Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number if you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation. We love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. We'll be talking to Dr. Greg Mongione about functional medicine. Dr. Mongione is the physician at the Mongione Clinic, and he has an expertise in functional medicine as well as autoimmunity. We'll talk autoimmunity and functional medicine with Dr. Greg Mongione. Also touch a little bit, hopefully, if Dr. Greg is up for it, about the vaccine, and the current viral infection. That'll be at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Greg Mongione of the Mongione Clinic. And we'll get to your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 and ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself, get your products at the wholesale price, and start a longevity business. If you're an entrepreneur, it's an ideal way to make some money. It's an ideal way to start a business without having to invest a lot of money. And it's a great way to enter into the nutrition business, the billion-dollar nutrition business, and help change the world with the power of nutrition. Help change the world at the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of good individual health. Call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. 844-236-6010 is our number today, and we'll talk to Dr. Greg Mongione about autoimmunity, functional medicine, and hopefully a little bit about the vaccine at the bottom of the hour. All right, so we've been talking about oxygen and alkalinization. Last we spoke, we were discussing the somewhat confusing idea that you want the skin and the digestive system to be acidic and the blood to be alkaline, slightly alkaline. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14. 7 to 14 is alkaline. 0 to 7 is acid. And the blood needs to be held pretty tightly at 7.38. That's pretty tight. At 7.37, you don't feel so good. At 7.2, you feel lousy. At 7, you're in the hospital. Acid blood is associated with illness. Acid blood is associated with diseases. Acid blood is associated with poor cell health. And it's not necessarily the acid that is causing the disease, although it's true at a low pH, when the blood is at a low pH, it doesn't function as effectively. But it's more like when cells die, they release acidity. When cells are stressed, they're more acidic. So it's more like the acid is a sign than it is a cause, although it probably is a vicious circle in the sense that at low pH, the body does not function and the cells don't function as well as they should and the blood doesn't function as well as it should. But you don't want to look at it that way. You don't want to look at it like we're going to raise the pH of the blood by taking supplements or by eating specific foods. The most important way to raise the blood pH or to alkalinize the blood is oxygen. Yesterday I got an email from ML who says, this is actually sent to Critical Health News. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, as a guest on Coast to Coast AM, often advises making the body less acidic and more alkaline. He also recommends using apple cider vinegar to help digestion. But isn't apple cider vinegar an acid? Isn't vinegar a common name for acetic acid? So how would ingesting apple cider vinegar be a good thing if you're also trying to make the body less acidic? Please clarify. And this is what I was kind of getting at yesterday. It is confusing, this idea that you want the digestive tract, the digestive system has to be acidic. Hydrochloric acid has a low pH, and the hydrochloric acid and the low pH is very functional. The low pH of the stomach helps us break down proteins. It helps activate enzymes. And this low pH is also important for the activation of bile as the food drops out of the stomach into the intestine. It's the munched up food or the crushed up food. It's called chyme, C-H-Y-M-E, this mulch, this kind of sloppy mess that is our food after the acid and the enzymes have reacted to it, has a low pH, and that low pH, that acidic quality, turns on bile. As the food drops into the intestine, that low pH activates alkaline, not just bile, but alkaline enzymes. When you're a kid, if you ever combined acid and alkaline, say you did lemon juice, we used to do lemon juice and baking soda, if you ever mix lemon juice and baking soda together, you get a fizzing effect as the acid hits the base. It goes whoosh, and kind of bubbles up and fizzes. You can use this technique, by the way, to clean your dishes. If you have stuff that's stuck on the pans, you squeeze it with something acidic like apple cider vinegar or just vinegar, plain vinegar or lemon juice, and then you hit it with baking soda, the fizzing effect will loosen the grease and the grime and the oils that are stuck to your pan. Well, that same kind of effect happens in the intestine. As the chyme drops into the intestine through the pyloric sphincter, as it's called, the stomach, the opening between the stomach and the beginning of the intestine, there's a fizzing effect that happens as the bile and the alkaline enzymes hit the acid from the munched up food, the chyme, and that fizzing effect liberates various nutrients, specifically fats. But that has to, in order for that to occur, the chyme has to be acidic. The chyme gets acidic from the hydrochloric acid. If you're not making enough hydrochloric acid, that's not going to happen as effectively, thus the importance of things like apple cider vinegar. On the other hand, you want the blood to be alkaline. Apple cider vinegar, interestingly, and for that matter lemon, can support alkalinity. It's not going to make the blood alkaline, but it can support alkalinity because you get minerals from the apple cider vinegar. You get electrolytes from the apple cider vinegar as well as the lemon juice. Bottom line is just because you want the stomach to be acidic doesn't mean you want the blood or the blood to be acidic. And the skin also, by the way, has to be acidic. So just because you want the skin acidic and the digestive juices to be acidic, that doesn't mean that you don't want the blood acidic, that you want the blood acidic. You want the blood to be alkaline, 7.38. And I know it's confusing, but just think of the different parts of the body, the different compartments of the body have to have different pHs. Anyway, best way to keep the pH alkaline is to respirate correctly, which is not something we think of necessarily as doing correctly. We all think, well, we know how to breathe, we know how to respirate, but no, we don't. Correct respiration, if you want to do it right, you need to practice. I use an app called Breathing Zone every morning, B-R-E-E-T-H-I-N-G, Breathing Zone. And it's an app you get on your smartphone, and it kind of walks you through the breathing process. There's a voice that goes, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. And I do it for 10 minutes every morning. I'm going to try to do it more than that, but there's a sort of practice that you have to do in order to know how to breathe. Effective respiration involves both the inhalation phase and the exhalation phase. Foods can be helpful because they have minerals, as I say, but this whole idea about acid-forming foods and alkaline foods, meat, protein is supposed to be acid-forming, vegetables are alkalinizing, this is all overrated. Yes, you probably want to have minerals, that's for sure, and electrolytes, that's true. And protein can be slightly acid-forming. But if you're respirating correctly and your kidneys are working correctly, you're not going to have to worry about acid-forming foods and alkaline-forming foods, as long as you're healthy. If you're not healthy, then you want to be a little bit careful, especially if your kidneys aren't functioning as they should, because the kidneys are the main organ that's responsible for controlling pH of the blood. I guess you could throw the lungs in there as well because of the importance of respiration. All right, we'll continue when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. All our lines are open for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got Dr. Greg Montion coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk functional medicine, what exactly functional medicine is, as well as autoimmunity and
Maybe we'll get to talk about autoimmunity and vaccine, or and vaccines in general. Adjuvants and vaccinations are one of the major reasons why we go into an autoimmune response, or one of the reasons. I don't know about major reason, but anything you put into the blood can trigger an autoimmune response. And an autoimmune response, contrary to conventional wisdom, is not the body attacking itself, the body going crazy. It's the body trying to clear out toxicity, basically, except it perceives, and it turns out that the structures of the body are toxic sometimes, at least toxic to the immune system. They're foreign to the immune system. Why are parts of the body, the nerves or the adrenal glands or the connective tissue, perceived as the enemy, perceived as being toxic to the body, perceived as being something that's a distortion that shouldn't be in the body? It's because of toxicity, because something has gotten into the bloodstream. Something has gotten into the blood and then dumped off in the various tissues. So it's not, autoimmunity is not the body going crazy. It's not the body going rogue. It's not the immune system not knowing what it's doing. That's kind of the perception. And that's what we're led to believe. That's what the medical model wants us to believe, that the body attacks itself because it's gone crazy. It's gone rogue. No, it's doing its job. It sees distortion. It sees something that looks foreign. Why is there distortion? Why is there something that looks foreign? Because some toxicity has gotten into the bloodstream. Period. Period. Autoimmune responses are the end result of toxicity that is getting into the body. It is not complicated, people. The medical model wants us to think, well, we don't know what causes autoimmunity. We don't know why the body goes crazy. We don't know why the immune system just goes rogue on itself. It attacks itself. Bad, silly, stupid body. We need to correct that. We need to fix that because the body's stupid. That's sort of the underlying philosophy of conventional medicine, that the body is wrong and we are right, that the body is stupid and we are smart, that the body is broken and we can fix it. No, the body's not stupid, the body's not wrong, and the body is not broken. It's doing its job, but we're just filling it with toxicity. That's my problem with sticking a vaccine into your blood. That's a fundamental problem. I don't want to get off on this particular version of the vaccine, mRNA vaccine, which is experimental. I don't even like calling it a vaccine. It's experimental. Just the idea of sticking toxins into your blood or into your body to make it better doesn't make sense. That's my problem with prescription drugs. That's my problem with drugs in general. Putting toxicity into the body to make it better fundamentally a priori doesn't make sense. If you have to for emergency reasons, perhaps, and that's maybe why pain pills and antibiotics have their place. But even then, you're playing with fire. Antibiotics clearly have saved many millions and millions of lives, and most people will take antibiotics and be done with it after 2 weeks, not even know they took it. But in the long run, you're playing with fire. We have 2 million cases or more of patients with bacterial resistance, infections that are resistant to antibiotics, bacterial infections that antibiotics don't have. What are we going to do when we have more of them? It's increasing every year. We have more and more patients who are dealing with infections that antibiotics don't address. What are we going to do when antibiotics don't work anymore? So you're playing with fire with any kind of medical intervention that involves putting toxicity into the body. That's my problem with using a vaccine, and there's no way anybody can dispute that. You can dispute whether there's enough toxicity or whether there's enough side effects or whether there's enough health challenges that are linked to the vaccine to make it a problem. You can dispute the statistics or dispute the numbers, but you can't dispute the fact that putting poison into the body to make it better doesn't make sense. All right, we'll talk to Dr. Greg Mangione at the bottom of the hour about functional medicine, about autoimmune disease, and also perhaps about vaccinations. 844-236-6010 is our number. All our lines open. Let's continue talking about this idea of pH in the blood, the main organs that are involved in controlling the pH of the blood, which needs to be held tightly at 7.38, are the kidneys and the lungs. You could probably throw the brain in there because the brain kind of controls everything. But basically it's respiration, and then the kidneys will release various electrolytes and ammonia and various substances to kind of control the pH. The main way to keep your pH healthy is to respirate. and to keep your cells healthy, because when cells die, they open up and explode and spew out their interiors, and their interiors tend to be acidic. And this is one of the main reasons why blood pH will drop, is because cells are dying, because cells are under duress. When cells are also under duress, they'll also release acid, and acidosis is a serious health problem. So the best way to keep your blood pH where it needs to be is to respirate and let the body, and keep the body healthy, and then let the body do its work. Foods have a certain role to play, but that's not really the main, that's not really where pH is going to be controlled. And then there's the whole idea of the double-edged nature, the dual-edged nature of oxygen. Oxygen obviously is important, but it's also oxidizing. Oxidation is this nasty reaction that oxygen has with tissues. That's why oxygen is really kind of dangerous stuff. Our atmosphere is about 21% oxygen. If it was 22% oxygen or 23% oxygen, we would have a problem. Has to be, our atmosphere has to be at around 21% oxygen, because too much is just as much of a problem as too little. Too much has an oxidizing effect. This is where antioxidants become important. We've all heard about antioxidants. We all know antioxidation is an important health and anti-aging strategy. So what exactly is happening here? Is oxygen good? Is oxygen bad? Well, it's both. As with all things biochemical and nutritional, it's not really that simple. Oxygen has a good side and a bad side. Earth's atmosphere, which is made up of mostly nitrogen, by the way, is just 21% oxygen. If it contained more, we'd have a problem. If it contained less, we'd have a problem. 21% is the sweet spot for the lives of human beings and other organisms, because of this dual nature, because of this good and bad nature that oxygen has. Oxygen, the oxygen atom, is very, very active. The oxygen atom is a thief. It steals things. And this, it specifically steals electrons, or steals energy, we'll say. It steals energy or electrons from other atoms. And in this process, it changes those other atoms. This stealing property is what we call oxidation. And you can see when something is oxidized, when oxygen has stolen a piece of energy, i.e. an electron, by a color change. The classic example of a color change that's the end result of oxygen theft or oxidation is when you put a piece of iron in an oxygen-containing medium like water. Water is H2O, two pieces of hydrogen and one piece of oxygen. You put a piece of iron in H2O, over time, the oxygen in the water is going to steal energy from the iron, and it will create a color change. Iron is particularly good at liberating this piece of energy. This is why we use iron. This is why iron can be used to conduct things. This is why iron is magnetic. And this color change, of course, is called rust. Well, that same phenomena happens inside the body. We rust like that. And an apple is another example of rusting. You leave an apple out in the air exposed to oxygen, and it also will rust, just like human beings will rust. Human beings will oxidize. That's why antioxidants are important. All right, we'll continue with this discussion on our next Bright Side episode. Dr. Greg Mongeon will be with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Six family members were dead in an apparent murder-suicide in suburban Dallas after two brothers made a suicide pact that included the deaths of their other relatives. Allen, Texas police say a concerned friend called police around 1 a.m. Monday. Sergeant John Felty on NBC 5.
I've been here 21 years in Allen. We have never had an incident like this in the 21 years that I have been here.
One brother was 19, the other was in his 20s. The victims included a grandparent, two parents, and a sister. Monday's Supreme Court ruling in favor of Google over Oracle is allowing the industry to breathe easier. By resolving the 11-year-old dispute over rights to program code in favor of Google, the threat will no longer hinder advances in creation of new technology. Walmart is working with the CDC, HHS, and local officials to tackle the COVID-19 vaccine rollout at scale. Over 5,000 pharmacy locations, 90% of the U.S. population lives within 10 miles of a Walmart. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Rental car companies sold a majority of their inventory when lockdowns were the normal in America. Now the industry is scrambling to keep up with demand. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Thinking you'll rent a car for your next trip? Well, think again. Shortages are slamming the United States right now, and industry insiders say the problem is only growing worse. Much worse. The high demand translated into rates between $200 and $300 for a compact car, with many airport rental agencies completely out of inventory.
This is a perfect storm on multiple fronts because the car rental companies sold off their inventories when a year ago no one was leaving their homes. And now that demand is coming back, they simply just can't get cars quick enough.
Brian Kelly, founder of PointsGuy.com, speaking there on ABC News. Kelly also telling ABC News if you are able to find a car, you will pay.
We're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates, and in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases. So you're looking at $250 and up in some markets. So the cost of your car can be way more than your flight these days.
Car rental market size growth between 2016 and 2021 is down 12.1%. NCAA March Madness has crowned a winner. Monday, the Baylor Bears beat Gonzaga 86-70 to win their first ever national championship. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com. Also, have a search engine at brightsideben.com, and you can check out benfuchsarchives.com for our older archives with a search engine. Thanks, Peter, for setting that up. And then don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds. Health equals beauty. When you heal a wound, you beautify the skin. That's what True Treatments are all about, and that's why we have 1,700 plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can check out at TruthReviewed, with a D, TruthReviewed.com and TruthTreatments.com for our True Skin Health products, TruthTreatments.com. truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Greg Mongione of the Mongione Clinic is a functional medicine expert and an autoimmune specialist. He specializes in autoimmunity as well as chronic infections. We're going to talk about functional medicine. We'll talk about autoimmunity, and hopefully we'll talk a little bit about vaccinations. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Greg Mongione. Hey, Dr. Greg.
Hey, Ben. Such an honor to be on with you today.
Yes, great to be on with you as well. Did I say your name correct? Mongione, is that right?
It's a great telemarketing name. It's actually Mojan, like Mojan mustard. So Dr. Greg is what we go by for a good reason.
We'll call you Dr. Greg of the Mongione Clinic. Where is your clinic, by the way?
So our brick-and-mortar practice is in the South Metro of Minneapolis, and we've also treated people virtually now for almost a decade. So kind of regardless of where you are, you can get good care.
Okay, good deal. Now, as I understand it, functional medicine is medicine that kind of monitors the various metrics of the body, blood pressure, blood glucose, thyroid functioning, and then treats the body based on those measurements. Is that too simplistic?
Well, you know, it's not, and that's really the idea. So functional medicine, you always have to compare it to something, right? So the comparison would be to like allopathic or traditional medicine. And the premise behind allopathic medicine is that we run a lab and we have this baseline of numbers. And if it's high or low, most medical clinicians are trained to use drugs or surgery as an intervention. The flip side of that, functional medicine gets to ask the famous question, why? So we run the same labs. We look at them through a different lens. And then we assume that the body is intelligent, that the body responds appropriately. And then instead of saying, here's something for your symptom, we look at why did your body respond this way? And then we take an approach that, you know, and here's the thing. It's not, I tell people, there is no easy button. There is no magic pill. But your body is responding perfectly. So for a lot of people that find functional medicine, many of them have gone down the allopathic route. They've had the labs, and maybe either they don't respond well to pharmaceutical intervention, or they just don't feel like it's addressing the root cause. And that's really the conversation around functional medicine is root cause, the true why behind a person's having a symptom or a diagnosis.
So the difference between functional and conventional medicine, or one of the differences, is this why question, is why is it happening? Rather than just fixing the symptoms, is going to answering the why and then addressing it at that level?
Absolutely, and that's the reality of it, is it's just that premise, that biological premise that the body is created to be self-regulating and self-healing. And then the other thing is we don't throw a bunch of pills, potions, and motions at people. You know, functional medicine's approach uses things like breath work, like meditation. Wow. I mean, my goodness, there's 16,500 pieces of research right now on meditation. And something like, that seems a little woo-woo to me. But here's the scoop. There's pallets full of research on it. We talk about diet, and I hate that word because when somebody hears the word diet, they think, oh, my gosh, what's this guy going to take away from me that I love? And so ultimately, it's about finding a sustainable lifestyle that can address the root cause and then allow a person to live the life that I believe we're designed to live.
I love this idea that the body knows what it's doing. We were just actually, before you went on the air, we were just talking about this. The idea that the body knows what it's doing, but medicine sees the body as inherently broken or inherently doomed. And so it tries to just stave off our demise, basically. But what you're talking about is this idea that the body doesn't attack, is not attacking us. It's somehow operating in its own best interest as it sees its own best interest. And the classic example of this is autoimmunity. Like, we think of autoimmunity as the body going rogue, like it's just attacking itself. That's what conventional medicine will have you believe, is that the body attacks itself. It doesn't know what it's doing. The stupid immune system that's been around for billions of years, basically, is so dumb. It's so stupid, it just attacks the nerves, or it just attacks the pancreas, or just attacks the connective tissue. But so, address autoimmunity from a functional medicine perspective, or at least from your perspective.
Yeah, that's, I appreciate that because, so for example, Johns Hopkins, you know, one of the leading medical foundations in the world, their website says autoimmune disease happens when the body's natural defense systems can't tell the difference between your own cells and foreign cells, causing the body to mistakenly attack normal cells.
Mistakenly.
Now, here's the scoop, right? Mistakenly. We're 75 trillion cells, and my neurology friends tell us that our brain processes 3 million bits of information every second.
How's that happen?
This is telling me that, this is telling me mistakenly.
Right. So the doctor, my physician's much smarter than that, of course.
Right. So they run these tests, the same tests that I run. We do look at them through a little bit different lens. And what their determination is with autoimmunity is, I'm so sorry, your immune system has gone rogue. I need to turn it off or turn it down.
Yeah, you're right.
So
they
use like DMARDs or immune modulating drugs, sometimes chemotherapy medication.
Yeah, right.
Methotrexate. And when you look at this, right. I mean, I have people that use these things. And you know this better than even most people in the world. As a pharmacist, the cost of these DMARDs, you know, some of these are $10,000, $15,000+ a month with, get this, a 30% success rate.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you didn't have health insurance, would you be willing to drop $15,000 a month for something that had a 30% success rate?
Right.
Now, let's not get into the conversation of the business of medicine.
Oh, that's another horrific. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Isn't it crazy? It's the only industry where you have something done or you receive something, and you would never even think about asking the cost of it before it happens.
Right.
So, again, that's a whole other conversation. But now let's talk about autoimmunity. So I've been in this world for 20 years, and I originally cut my teeth in the world of children on the autistic spectrum. So I had these kids walk in, and this actually, we're going to get to this at the end, but I was actually a part of a vaccine damage case where a little boy received a vaccine that night. He had a grand mal seizure, and for the rest of his life, he lives a different life. And so this got me into the question of like, what's happening inside the body? So Western medicine says your immune system has gone rogue. If it's attacking your brain, we call it MS. If it's attacking your thyroid, we call it Hashi's or Graves, your joints, rheumatoid. There's now upwards of over 100 different of these.
Doc, hang on to that thought. We got to take a commercial break. Okay, great. We're talking to Dr. Greg Monjean. I think I said that right, of the Monjean Clinic. We're going to continue with Dr. Greg and autoimmunity, and hopefully we'll get to a little bit about vaccinations on the bright side. Don't go away.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got 4 major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Dr. Greg Monjon of the Monjon Clinic. Dr. Greg, before we went to break, you were talking about autoimmunity. If you could finish up talking about telling us your thoughts of that. And then I want to hear the story of the autism of the kid with... That's very intriguing to me. So continue with your thoughts on autoimmunity, and then we'll transition to the vaccine.
Yeah, I want to shift right now because in almost 20 years of treating autoimmunity, I believe that I had an aha moment. And again, okay. I look at the same labs that people's general practitioners look at, and we look at them from a different standpoint. So the medical claim is that the immune system has gone rogue. Now, if listeners have blood labs available, and this is one of the most typical blood labs that I see abnormalities in, it's called your CBC, complete blood count. And one of the most common things that I see with autoimmunity is this. So I'm going to talk just very briefly and as elementary as I can about the immune system. So our immune system, when there's an invader, a parasite or a bacteria or a virus, our immune system deploys its own troops. And that's one of that is our white blood cells. So our white blood cells spike up. So if you have an active infection, your white blood cells might be like 8, 9, or 10 on your CBC. And then their job is to go and kill the invader. And then if they do their job, they kill the invader, they drop back to normal. However, if there's an invader and our white blood cells are not able to do their job, we lose troops. So one of the most common lab findings that I've seen thousands of cases of autoimmunity is low white blood cell counts. And in the world of functional medicine, and I'm going to geek out on you guys a little bit here, if you have your blood labs, go to the CBC, and the very top marker is called WBC. If that number is 5 or less, in the world of functional medicine, that is indicative of a chronic infection. What it means is that your body's immune system has been overwhelmed, and it is petered out. And here was my aha moment with autoimmunity, a war analogy. One thing that we never want to talk about with war is something called friendly fire. And that usually happens when our troops are overwhelmed by the enemy and we can't identify them and we are in a firefight. And for whatever reason, we've identified a good guy as a bad guy and we pull the trigger.
So, that,
so
that,
what I have found...
You see that as the root cause. You see that as the root cause?
And over 99.5% of the thousands and thousands of cases that I treat, chronic hidden infection, parasites, Lyme, Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus, is the reason why your immune system can't do what it's designed to do. So, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, does this chronic infection always have to happen from a pathogen, or can it happen from food or from some leaky gut or something from coming in from the intestine or
it's
endotoxicity?
Funny you say that. Dude, you're right. Because, well, so I would say in about 90% of those cases, I see leaky gut. So the question is, like, who's the chicken, who's the egg here, right? And, like, I'm not a huge believer in a true, outside of, like, I eat shellfish and my face blows up, even in food allergies, because this can be no different than your body starting to form. It's just, its job is forming all kinds of these immunoglobulins. So if you eat too many, so for example, I have a young boy in my practice on the autism spectrum, and he loves blueberries. He eats probably a pint a day.
Doctor, I think we're losing you, Dr. Greg. Oh, my gosh.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you have a young boy in your practice.
Yep, so he would eat about a pint of blueberries a day, and a local clinician said, let's run a food sensitivity test. And lo and behold, what showed up for him as a sensitivity was blueberries. Now, I really don't think he was sensitive to blueberries. I believe that he was in a immunocompromised state.
Is this like a load condition, like an environmental, like an immune load? He's overloaded?
Right. Right. Too much of the same thing. So our approach then is to figure out what the root cause is, address these chronic infections. And I live in Minnesota, so I see the amount of chronic Lyme disease that I see. And by the way, traditional testing for Lyme disease, the ELISA and the Western blot test, is less than 50% sensitive. So there are now labs that are giving us much more sensitive tests. So when we see that root cause, now I want to be really clear. There's a lot of quote-unquote clinicians in this world that are like, we can cure autoimmune disease. And here's the reality. That really doesn't happen. It's one of these things that we put into remission. I don't want to give people false hope. Ultimately, what I tell people is I want you to have so much vitality. We treat people, not numbers. But we have to know what we're going after.
I love that. The vitality idea. Like, we should be helping people feel vital and strong, more vital and strong, and less about changing their numbers.
Unquestionably. Now, people that are listening to this right now are like, oh, my gosh, like, I have a known autoimmune disease, or maybe. So I live about 80 miles from the prestigious Mayo Clinic.
Right.
And I get all kinds of Mayo Clinic dropouts, which means I've had all these tests. They can't find anything. I mean, this just doesn't make sense. So then, we look at the labs through a different lens. And two, why we get the success that we do is that we have people that show up that are willing to do the work that it takes to get well. And this is not just our patients. Most importantly, it's their support system. I would say that probably 70%+ of my patients are females, and I giggle because females are actually humble enough to say, hey, there's something wrong and I should do something about it. As lovingly as I do, I ask this question. If they're married, I say I typically see one of two types of husbands on your side of the court. Husband A is this husband that's super supportive, and he's like, babe, I'll change my diet too. I'm supportive. We'll do whatever we can do to get you through this. And then, unfortunately, on the other side, there's husband B that's like, hey, you're going to try this again, and how much is this one going to cost? And, oh, my gosh, here we go again. And people can obviously be in the middle of that spectrum, though it's important for us to know the whole picture and who's on the team. Because if you don't have support, if you're a woman listening to this right now and you don't have the right support system on the home front, my heart breaks for you. Yet also sometimes there's just not a good understanding and a good, like, explanation to your partner so that they know what's going on.
Dr. Greg, we're going to run out of time here, but I want to talk about the vaccine real quick. But before we get into that, an autoimmune sufferer, an autoimmune patient, an autoimmune patient, three things that they need to do.
That's so good. So number one, we have to learn how to breathe. This costs absolutely nothing. So breathing is so important. So there's many breath techniques. I'm a huge fan of Bach's breathing. Simply, you breathe in for a count of four, you hold the breath in for a count of four, you breathe out for a count of four, and then you hold the breath out for a count of four. That's one cycle. Do 20 cycles of that twice a day, and it actually has the ability to shift from, we don't have time to go into the whole shift of the nervous system understanding, but it allows your body to heal. That's number one. Number two, you've got to hydrate. Everyone knows this, yet so many people don't do this. And we could have a whole episode on water and the best kinds of water.
How
at
much?
The end of the day.
How much?
You know, I shoot for between 100 and 128 ounces. Now, if somebody's 100 pounds, that's going to be all for them. So, you know, there's the mantra of half your body weight in ounces. But look at what you're doing, because that's going to be a huge aspect of that. And then I would say that the other aspect is gratitude. What are you grateful for in your life? What are you writing down? What, like, look outside and what is it? Because many times when we don't feel well, all we can think about is the things that are going wrong. So I'd love to have a little shift in their perspective as to what's happening appropriately.
That's awesome. Breathing, hydration, and gratitude. When you're hydrating, do you like distilled water? What form of water do you suggest?
I'm a distilled guy. I mean, I live in an area where radiation is super high. So, yeah, distillation, and again, we could do a whole episode on this, but distillation, according to my latest understanding, is the gold standard for what we should be drinking and cooking with.
What about electrolyte loss or vitamins, loss of water-soluble vitamins? What do you think about that when people start hydrating?
Yeah. Yep, that's really important. One of the key products that we like to use are good chelated minerals in our programs. I feel like it's a backbone for the body to heal well, and also for drinking, you know, mineral electrolyte depleted water sources, we have to have those bases. So I'm also a fan of, like, not washing your vegetables, buying organic vegetables and not washing them to get some of those things, using
hygiene hypothesis,
good quality salt and whatnot. Right,
You're familiar with the hygiene hypothesis?
100%, man.
Okay, Greg, yeah, we talk about that a lot. There's so much I want to talk to you about, Dr. Greg. You're definitely going to have to come back on because we're going to have about a minute. Can you tell us about this story real quick about the kid with the autism, the vaccination?
Yes. Yeah, so really quickly, I just want to talk because there's a big conversation right now about vaccines. And what I want people to understand is there is something called the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. It is known that there can be injuries from vaccines. Now, even this is from New England Journal of Medicine, March 11th, 2021. And this isn't about my little kiddo. So my little kiddo received an MMR, had a complete adverse reaction. Guess what? His family was given $200,000. Now, respectfully, whoop-dee-doo. The kid's going to wear diapers for the rest of his life. So I'd love to talk more about vaccines.
Doc, we'll have to have you back on. Tell us, how do people get a hold of you if they need to get a hold of you?
Yeah, so go to drgreg.health.
drgreg.health.
In the upper right corner, I do a free phone consult. If someone wants to chat with me, I'd love to talk with you.
Dr. Greg, stay on the line, will you?
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.